No hay daño, ya, ¿qué te está pasando? O sea,
¿qué te está pasando?
Scriptures are nothing but wisdom of so many great masters given down the lane for us, down the line for us, to be able to not learn from experience, so that we can think and learn and move on in life. So therefore, we need to align ourselves with scriptures. Like when you buy any product, it comes with a manual. Similarly, a human being's life, what is a manual? So Bhagavad Gita is nothing but manual of life. So therefore, he said, adhere to the scripture. Now Arjuna is asking, if somebody is doing worship, in the beginning of this chapter he is asking, there may be people who are doing worship, but not according to what the scriptures say. What kind of faith would that be? Would it be sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? That's the question he's asking. So Sri Krishna says, how would you know whether somebody is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? If all of us are sleeping, we wouldn't know who is an engineer, painter, doctor, sportsman. But the moment we wake up, our thoughts accordingly manifest and our actions would be in line with our thoughts. So the moment we wake up, we know who is an engineer, doctor, scientist, cricketer, etc. Because according to the Vasana. Similarly, he says, when a person starts acting, you can find out. So for example, which are the deities are they worshipping? Right? Are they worshipping devas? Or are they worshipping the demigods? Or are they worshipping Rakshasa, Bhuta and Preta? There are all types of people, right? Those who are interested in their evolution towards liberation, who have a higher purpose, goal in life, they worship devas. If at all they want to fulfill their desires, it is through dharma they want to fulfill kama, so that they can rise above kama. Remember this. Vedas are never against kama. Vedas only say you have to rise above kama. So therefore your kama has to be underlined with dharma, which is the grahasthashrama. Right. In grahasthashrama, when you have lot of desires, kama, if you are acting without scriptural injunctions and not having a higher purpose or goal in life, you would be living to eat, not eating to live. You understand? So when you live like that, you will be increasing your kama. So therefore, those who worship devas are those who want to rise above kama and go to Rama within. Really. But the others who are only interested in the material aggrandizement, they have no concept of rising above desires. They are only interested in fulfilling the desires. They just keep running, running, running. So they want to appease certain demigods, like for example Kubera, so that you get lot of material wealth. So that is rajasic category. First one is sattvic. The third category is they only believe that they alone exist, nobody else exists. So it is okay even if they put everybody else into trouble for their joy. You understand? So they get into all these kind of worships, right? Which is detrimental, which destroys others, ultimately destroys them. That they may not know. They get into all these kind of worships. So therefore, which deity do you worship? Why do you worship? And how do you worship? All this determines whether your worship is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. So, obviously, if it is rajasic and tamasic, it is not in alignment with scriptures. So this is what he says here. Those who worship, casting aside the scriptural ordinance, endowed with Shraddha, what faith, what indeed is their state, O Krishna, sattva, rajasa, tamas. And Sri Krishna answers, threefold is Shraddha, faith born of individual nature of the embodied, namely sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Listen to it. I'll explain to you in detail. Then he says, Shraddha, faith of everyone is in accordance to one's nature, vasanas, O Bharata, O Arjuna. A man is made up of his Shraddha faith, he is really what his faith is. There is a sattvic worship gods, meaning you may have vasanas, but you may have 10% sattva, 70% rajas, and 20% tamas. But if you exercise your will and go with sattva, you will be increasing sattva. But generally, for that you need to put in effort. See, remember this, effort means against gravity. Okay. A rocket, when it is launched, if it has to go beyond the atmosphere, right, it needs to beat the gravitational force. Are you with me? And where would our natural gravity go towards our immediate pleasures? Isn't it? It's possible that is where our mind will naturally go. So when will the effort come? Effort will come when you understand that this is true liberation. All this is not real liberation. So I need to go towards that. As a human being, I can achieve that. So let me put in the effort, which means you have to go little against the gravity. And that is tapas. He's going to talk about tapas. There will be slight effort needed, no? Right? If you're supposing your house is in the second floor, you can walk, but you will wait for a lift. I can understand even going up, coming down. You understand? That little extra effort. You don't want to. Right? Instant pleasures, destructive things, nature is what the tamasic and sadistic person goes towards. As a sattvic person controls his instincts or her instincts and moves in the upward direction. Yes.
So whatever you were talking about, Guruji.
So he is saying you may have the vasanas,
yeah,
but you will be what your shraddha is. You may have vasanas of music, but if you don't apply yourself consistently, will you be a musician?
Yeah, but the
shraddha
part of it. So 100% are seen. And I think we all have seen that people who are really doing harm to other people in terms of wealth and taking what doesn't should belong to other people. And they are doing big yagyas. It's all Vedic rites they are doing. This is actually a doubt in my mind.
Coming. The question is
right rituals are Vedic. They're getting best people from Banaras here, there and all that. What are they doing? These Vedic rituals. And yet they're going on harming over there to harm. Their greed is there, their selfishness is there. So the deity that is being worshipped is a good deity, really. There's nothing demonic about that.
That's selfish.
Proper Vedic rites.
That's what I said.
But
it's not alone whom you worship, it's how you worship.
No, so
why you worship, that is also there. It's not alone whom you worship.
Why is for their own, they think they get more wealth.
Then obviously their faith is rajasic.
So the faith is rajasic, but it doesn't make a difference to them, no?
It makes difference to them slowly. See, they are so grand, they don't see it. They don't see, they think they are fine. But that mechanical, it is mechanical. You see, nowadays what happens is, many houses are even seated abroad. These go for lectures and stay in their house. Slow understanding is going on. And over a period of time, you become very used to that. You understand? Same thing, not only about this IC, you just switch it on. Oh, what's what? The whole day is going on. Right? Now, what is the point? Now, see, Bhagavad Gita says, I'm just waiting for the chapter to come. You'll be very surprised. When you see that verse, the end when he teaches Krishna, after giving the Gita and everything is over, he's telling Arjuna, do not give this knowledge to a person who does not ask. Do not give this person who does not ask properly. You put one more English, bhakti. Bhakti is not there, don't you understand? When bhakti is not there, things become mechanical. When bhakti is not there, it's not spiritual. You don't do spiritual act. You understand? It is not spiritual. It is become just mechanical. He is coming just...
Given that the transaction that puja has been doing is for a given day, it's for a cause.
It's for a cause.
It's not spiritual then.
It's not spiritual.
It's for material.
It's like a Maharashtra giving parikamana over there. They actually go there and army people, it doesn't matter. They were, it's not ethical level of doing things. It doesn't matter, but I think this big calculus.
That's not
bad. But then their goal is also that selfish goal.
Goal is selfish.
Material goal or whatever.
It doesn't matter to them.
They don't understand. They don't understand.
Understand that they don't get to vote.
But
they don't care.
That's what I'm saying. So there is, it is not, it's not the support. It is not.
No, Shraddha is there. Oh, yeah. Mere bahut shraddha hai, bahut shraddha. Shraddha word is like used all the time.
Yes.
Shraddha se karo, shraddha se karo. But that is what you call this shraddha.
That is not shraddha. They have faith that these pujas have to be done. That much faith they have. They do not have faith in God. If you ultimately see what is faith in God.
It depends on how you define God.
So if you have faith in God, you will karmani yeva adhikaraha mahabaleshu kadachana. Right. Now what? So what kind of faith? They have faith in the sense that these things, like I will go, I have faith that I will go and confess to God. In, if I am a Christian, I will go and confess in the, church, and then I come back and do all sorts of murder. That means you have really not come out of the sin. That is happening in every religion, not only in Christianity or other, even in Hinduism, in fact, all kinds, it's coming, these verses are coming. Last chapter also we saw, when he talks about sattvic sacrifice, and rajasic sacrifice, tamasic sacrifice, you will see this. He's going to say what you just now said. They will be performing sacrifices. He's going to say in the next few verses. But all full of desires and full of swap. And it is for their selfish purpose. And when it comes to tamasic, even mantra will not be chanted, guru dakshina will not be given. See, first of all, one thing we need to understand. I'm saying this with all Brahmana, please understand these things correctly. If suppose I am giving Bhagavad Gita class here, now we have almost come to the end of this book. It is Krishna, the Guru Parampara, doing through me. Okay? If I am not there, the same force will do to somebody else. That's how I can understand it clearly. Similarly, you are in a certain place, certain position. So if you feel this tradition should continue, you support a cause. If you don't feel, don't support. Right? But if you support, now, do it full-heartedly. Mechanical. In fact, last week, I think a week before I even mentioned in the class.
Week before.
Sometimes what happens is, some people say, Swamiji, we want to give some donation to the institute or whatever cost that you are working for on an every year basis. Right, yearly we give this much money, whatever. I heard this myself from Swamiji now. He tells, see, while your thought is very noble, I appreciate you, you want to do, please do. Right. Whatever you can do, doesn't matter. But you do it this year itself. You keep the commitment to yourself to do it next year also. Fine, very good. Right. But what he says in his experience he's seen is, first year, second year, few years, the spirit is so high. Right. And fourth, fifth year, what happens is, they have forgotten to send the check. And that institute has to call them. This event is, then secretary ke paas aap le lijiye. You understand? What happens is, slowly, slowly, it starts becoming very mechanical. That's what Swamiji says is, you do it even if it's small, doesn't matter. But the bhav, don't do it mechanically. It's worst thing. And if you're not convinced, why do? You know, so lot of phases what happens is Farrakhan started, Sam continuing. You know, it should not become like that. So that is some mechanical selfishness and all these things return in tamasic and rajasic. Sattva, when it comes to rajas, when he talks about sattvic sacrifice, you see, he'll say, doing it for the sake of doing it, no suffix, no prefix. No prefix, no suffix. You understand? That is sattvic yogi. Very difficult. You know, it's in fact, but how to tell the people, you know, because sometimes it could be misunderstood. But if you carefully understand, do it well.
Guruji, but you know something, I think when we're talking on this, sometimes you do it with your heart. You don't have to follow a thing. But when you keep getting negative feedback, so how is it difficult? It's very difficult at times to distill the person and the feeling that you're doing it for a cause, you know. If suppose you always are doing something and you're only getting negative feedback for it, that this is the way it should be done, not this way. So how do you clarify? Suppose you're doing a cause.
The institute or the person negative about them or for whom?
No, suppose you're doing for a cause where you're told.
You're getting negative reports about that cause.
About, no, about the way you are doing it for the cause.
From
in your heart, from suppose a person who's
you're doing it for.
Who you're doing it with. Or who's above you in this, in the hierarchy. And every time you're doing it with a heart which is really wanting to do it. But if you keep getting criticism for it, how do you keep it within you to still do for the cause?
See, I really fully don't understand what you're saying, because supposing you say that you are inspired by a cause for which you are working with full heart. But whatever you can do, Chinese or cash or whatever, and you are contributing, or you may not be able to contribute, but you are physically there, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now, when you say you are getting negative feedback,
that you are not feeding, like suppose you are working for a call.
From your friends or from whom are you getting negative feedback?
From the elders in the family.
The elders in the family, okay. See, first of all due respect to the elders. Not necessary that everybody has knowledge. You understand? We still respect the elders, that's different. But we have to, whosoever it is, we have to first check whether the criticism fits me objectively. If the criticism fits, then I change. The criticism doesn't fit, I leave it to them only. And I continue.
But how do you do that time again, which is very difficult?
You have to check yourself. Every now, see, very difficult thing. If you were, whatever you are convinced, you understand, it will not be very difficult for you. You have to catch a flight at 1 o'clock in the morning, the whole night you will wake up and go and somehow catch it. So, the point is, you have to be clear. It is possible that I could have inadvertently doing something wrong. So, if somebody is pointing out, it may not necessarily be elders, it may be somebody younger than you. They are pointing out, and you really analyze it and ask, like, right, you feel this is just a wrong observation. Go on, you don't have to get negative feelings towards them. Why do you have to get negative feelings towards them? It's for them to deal with it, their negativities. You have to continue correcting yourself and moving, that's all. But what I initially understood was that suppose you are getting negative feedback about the very cause itself, and you, I very well revisit and check, I did not support it. It's okay, you understand. And secondly, one more thing let us understand. This is a very famous cliche by Swami Vivekananda. You need to do service. World is not in need of your service. Right? If I am not there, world will bring somebody to get this service done. You understand? That should be your conviction. So, you should do it with that vow. No, I am doing, I am supporting, I will not support. No. Nothing. This is the reason, so we don't. Or we do. You do it fully. Do it sincerely. Don't do it mechanically. You understand? It's a very, what do you call it? Patram pushpam phalam toyam bhumi bhatya prayachat. 9th chapter he says this. Whether you offer phalam or a fruit or a leaf, whatever, water, it doesn't matter what you offer. The Tulabharam story is there where the balance is there, where Krishna is sitting on one side, the other side they kept so much gold, diamonds, everything, nothing tilted. They kept a small tulsi leaf, it tilted. Sudama, when he goes to the palace, Krishna comes running to him without chapter. God is not watching all this nonsense paraphrasing. You understand? He is neither against it or for it. Ultimately, bhakti matters. You understand? If that is there in paraphrasing, then fine. If paraphrasing is needed for
the... It's actually very difficult. I mean, I can imagine. It's not easy, Guruji. So
easy what?
Not to deal with it. It's not easy because...
Be good to do it with the criticisms.
Yeah. Not actually working in a matter. It doesn't help to work in a... It makes it difficult to work in a negative environment. So, I was just thinking, and some families and all that, they don't like to address issues. And it's not the situation like a rabbit or a situation. Okay, now how can we improve the situation so that things work out well for both people? That never happens because it's a one-sided effect. You're younger, I'm older. That's what happens in our families and I'm being, I don't know what the other, definitely. So how does one deal with it while it's happening?
See, there is not only the puja or anything.
To keep the mind, you know, focused on what you want, what your aim is, which is pure, but yet there's all that happening. How to keep it on track?
That's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily only the puja, it's everything. Mm-hmm. In short, what both of you are saying is, how to live up to your condition. It's a very tough game.
Without getting affected.
That is what it is. Mm-hmm. See, to be very clear, the sense. I've said this before also. One thing that doesn't change or should not change in your relationships is your service.
Service.
Your service. Supposing whether elders, whatever may be your role in the family.
Your duty.
Your duty, your service. Whatever you are convinced about, which is the appropriate thing for the family, you continue doing immaterial of their behavior, number one. And number two, we should understand who am I or anybody to change anybody. But at the same time, having said that, when there is a certain conviction, right, and you analyze it and you found out that nothing wrong, but this is the correct thing, conviction is there, it will not be done. Right, but they are saying no, go to do this, because it's followed for three generations, for somebody to go and to come and change it. Sorry. It's tough, I know. But the background you should not forget. Generally what happens is, it starts becoming an ego clash. Say, listen, I am not, I think this should not be done. Right. I'm just giving you an example. Let's say, I'm even sacrificed. Right. Now families may not be there, but certain families they do that. Right. Parampara they will do it. Certain animal sacrifice. Now, you are very convinced that this will not continue. Right, now you become the elder of the family or elder son's wife or whatever it is. The result, you have to continue the tradition. Now let's say you put your foot down. Nothing doing. I am not doing this. You understand? You are doing this. Period. No, no, no. This is what we have been doing. Why doesn't it? I will not do this. Right? But who am I to judge you? I am not ready to judge you. I am convinced. You carry on if you want to. I am not doing this. And you continue your service in every other area. Like this, certain areas where the situation becomes extremely black and white. Understand? There you don't do. Life is not just one instance, okay? It's a series of experiences. So what happens, they will also understand that this person, in all other situations, they have been with us. But wherever they have to put their foot down, they will be very strong. So the relationships mein kya hoga? Small frictions definitely will be there. But it will become stronger. Like they say, no, a fractured hand, after it's fixed, it becomes even more stronger. Like that, the relationship becomes much stronger. But you must have the strength within you to live up to your conviction. If you yourself are inside weak, your intellect is weak, it is tough. It is tough, no doubt. If you have been constantly doing exercise, you will be a strong person. You will be able to deal with it. If you have not been constantly exercising, you will be weak. And of course, you will fall for it. then you will get into activity. You don't know, you will do it for them, and then you will suffer, all this nonsense will happen.
So that's the one way of looking at it, is the cause becomes prime. So make the cause prime, which is already prime, which is already prime. The cause is the most important thing. And then take everything else to come.
Everything has to be taken fresh measurement. Right. If in the context you find certain things irrelevant after thinking, you must change. Otherwise, it's madness. Right. That doesn't mean we throw away tradition. You understand? It's a very interesting balance. So you cannot go by simply because they are religious. Of course, then traditionally they say we've been doing this, this is how it is. Don't ask questions. Right? I'm not asking questions, but I'm convinced that this is wrong. So I'm not wanting to do. Why are you forcing me to do? You want to do, you do. What do you think? You want easy things? Then we'll stop the class and tell you all the easy things. That is why we say you have to develop your intellect. It is tough. Relationships are tough. You have to say no to your child sometimes. It stays no. As a leader, when you come to business, you have to say no. You can't say yes to everything. When there are certain things, you have to say no. You have to learn to say no. It's tough. In the interest of the nation, if you are in a certain position, you have to take certain tough decisions. You can't help it. You cannot all the time be a favorite chief minister or a prime minister or a minister or a IAS officer. You take them, you may be a favorite, but tough decisions. One has to see. Unfortunately, please understand one thing. People like Krishna, people like Draupadi, they were thinkers. And anybody who is a thinker, if he or she doesn't have objectivity, there will be trouble. Krishna and Draupadi are not their objectivity. Okay? They are revolutionized during their days. Right? What Krishna did 100 years later, 1000 years later, 10,000 years later, people would have risen to that level of thinking. Are you with me? But during those days when the level of thinking was so low itself, they lived up to their conviction. That is the tough part. Whenever you start becoming a thinker, what happens is, if you lack objectivity, it's a problem. Objectivity means, can you imagine, knowing so well, for the broader purpose, Krishna sacrificed Bhima's son Gadodhara. Okay. Now, if you know the story of Mahabharata, he sacrificed, knowing well he brought Gadodhara there. Because he had to use, make Shravana use that,
Shakti.
What is that called? That,
the Shakti.
Yeah. Yes, Indradhanush. Thunderbolt. You know?
Vajra.
Because whosoever he hates, he will die. It was given by Karna, Arjuna's father, Indra. When Indra goes in disguise as a Brahmana,
takes the
Kavach Kundal from Karna. Karna's father Supri had told him previous night dream that Indra will come, don't give. But he still gives. He says, I know who you are, I will still give. Indra gets more inspired and then says, okay, I will give you Vajra. You understand? And Krishna knows, and Karna is keeping that Vajra aside to kill Arjuna. Right? And Krishna, objectively, he does. You understand? That is absolute objective. To be objective, because it could be perceived as different. It's not easy. See, if we are at that level, then we would also be leaders. Huh? Only a Milton can understand a Milton. It's all very easy. And especially if you keep a long-term vision and take decisions. Leaders should do that. Long-term vision. As a result, short-term your company's shares can fall down. You understand? And you do certain in the nakra and your short-term your shares can go up. Are you with me? But a leader should take a long-term decision. And Only whoever has that long-term thinking can. So you can't expect that. If you are going to, you want to be put in everybody's books, then you forget it. Then you can't live life.
It's impossible.
You can't live.
Yeah, see, that's a misnomer that, you know, as young daughters-in-law we come with, and then we learn in a not a very nice way that is actually should never have been the goal.
Yeah, you put your foot down.
All of us do.
All of us.
You have to put your foot down. But otherwise, you are continuously doing service. Then, what can they say about you? See, what happens in many places, you start fighting for your rights. Not, you forget about your duties, only rights and duties. You understand? Then, you put your foot on here and there, it becomes even worse. But if you continue your duties, and every now and then when situations like this come, you put your foot down.
Yeah.
Are you asking them for logic? You give me logic here. Let's discuss. See, that's why young children, they get fed up. Where they see, father and mother and all the time doing puja and all that, but like exactly like what you said, absolutely selfish fellows. They see this, and the mechanical rituals are going on. They have no explanation why this has to be done, and they are speaking all these kind of fools, which make them question and think and all these things. And then you are doing this, they come and question you, no answer, and then on top of it, they are seeing you
so selfish things you are doing. They get fed up and they say,
hell with it. They don't want to do anything with this. They get fed up. And anybody who comes like this to teach them, they don't even want to see that. Because they associate everything like this to hypocrisy. It has become hypocritical and it is worse. It has become hypocritical. So many places think spirituality has become hypocritical. All the time doing puja, but when you come to the business, all sorts of nonsense, your business, industrial waste may be sent to Yamuna and Ganges. Highly, too much puja you will do. Or you will be doing donations to all these kind of causes. Right? But you will be doctoring your employees. I mean, it's senseless. Sometimes when I go to give talks to these companies, and there may be somebody who is supporting us. But I make these kind of points in the class itself. And deficiency sometimes happens privately upset. And I say, listen, I am not going to say something else. This is the truth. If the cap fits, you wear it. Doesn't fit, it's different matter. It's all right. And it is tough. Right. To be on the side of truth means you learn to become independent. Even if the whole world turns against you, like Galileo. Galileo said, Ali Baba, what can I do? This is the truth. Even if I change and you change and write it differently, it is not going to happen that the world will become flat. Just because science is saying, world is flat, will the earth be flat? Just because Bible is saying that the sun is revolving on the earth, will the sun be revolving on the earth? Truth is, earth is revolving on the sun. That's what Papa Nika said. You understand? And it is tough.
But today, if you are following your conviction, sometimes you might not be in everyone's best books, but that's okay. You cannot expect to be in everyone's best books if you are...
Yes,
like, there will be people who, supposing in elders also, when they think differently, you will displease someone if you are... But again, as you are saying, if you follow your conviction, not when you are... You check first if you are right or wrong with your conscience. But then sometimes, like initially, I think we are all trying to... be also in our best. Like we want everyone, and you want
that everyone happy.
You want everyone to have harmony.
Yeah,
and
you are actually what you are doing, yes. You are blaming them.
Yeah.
But actually the weakness is in you.
Yeah,
you have an emotional attachment.
Yeah.
You have an emotional attachment.
And also the expectation to want to be liked by everyone. You may not, if you are following, if you feel you are right, then okay, the other person might see differently, but then you have to have, you cannot expect them to
yes.
So you
see, why are you so stressed even after pleasing them? Because you put yourself in a slave position. If you put yourself in a slave position, you will be feeling stressed.
And unhappy with yourself because you feel you will feel not at peace.
You should say very clearly, clear words. See, I do not want to do this because I feel it's wrong. These are the reasons. If you have a better reason, please tell me, we'll do it. Otherwise, I am not doing it. You want to do it, I can't help it. Just because you turned a vegetarian or a vegan, you can't expect everybody else to do that. But yes, this is my principle, I will follow this. But if that doesn't mean tomorrow if I get a better logic and reason, I am not ready to change. I am ready to change also. And I will continue doing my duties and service to the people, wherever I am. Then you will be liked by the more of it. The relationships, here and there you can have troubles. Which relationship will not have troubles? You drive on the road, there will be a lot of bumpers and all that, but if you have a good shop observer, things will go on. So, what we need to understand is, like Shakespeare says, above all, after giving all the advice to Leatris when he's going to France for higher studies, above all, to dine on self-hatred. And it must follow us night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Be truthful. Don't say these things because it's convenient to you. Genuinely? No. Then no problem. It's tough. It is tough. So what's the deal? It's tough. I know there are people, see when I talk about this, it looks like we are talking about ourselves, but unfortunately the situation is only those kind of examples come to mind. There are people who have come offering a huge sum of money as donation to our institute, just requesting a small thing like put this name in the building. Somebody has refused it. You understand? Now it's not that they were asking for something to do, legal things about that. Just name. No, only Vedanta name is there, Vedanta Academy. Buildings, if you come to our ashram, we have 4 or 5 buildings, like boys' hostel, girls' hostel. It will all be named as Viveka, Vairagya, understand? Prashanta, Prasada, kitchen is called as Prasada, understand? Tyaga, Vairagya. No name, no nothing. You understand? Now, this is a principle. You should be ready to lose that money. When you lose everything, but it's tough, yes. But like they say now, when the going is tough, tough gets you. So toughen up yourself. Study, reflect every day. It's not easy. Yes, agree. All that matters is you have to be consistent with your study and reflection. Then you will slowly start becoming independent. Why you want to sell yourself? If you start selling yourself, you will be in trouble. That doesn't mean you become an ego-asserting person. No, I am right, you are wrong. Unless you know nothing, no argument. This will not be done. That's it. So, a human being is one who lives up to his or her convictions and conscience. To live up to one's conviction and conscience is tough. One of my related doctors, he is a doctor, he is my cousin, this is open. After completing his degree, many years old, he is 78 years old, he just passed away yesterday. And all the news channels in Tamil Nadu is news is coming that he's passed away. Ever since he passed MBBS, he started a clinic in his own house, small clinic. Morning 300-400 patients, evening 300-400 patients, he'll see. All patients he'll see even if it's 1 o'clock in the night and then only go to sleep. Above first floor is his house. He started with charging them 2 rupees those days. Then afterwards 5 rupees. Now when he passed away yesterday, 20 rupees. In this day and age. Right. Not more than 20 rupees, that also because ER compounder who gives injection to them, salary and all those kind of things. And if some poor people come and they say we don't have, may I have 10 rupees, he says that don't give that also. And tablets and all those things which he gets from the pharmaceutical companies, he gives them free. What I am trying to say, it is tough. In this day and age to live, it's tough life. He died. Right? Nobody sung his praise till he was alive. But every news channel in Tamil Nadu is talking about it today. You understand? What I am trying to do is, it is tough to live up to your convictions. It's tough. It's not easy. But then you have to be tough. Otherwise it's easy. You'll be like taking flights, this and that, whichever is convenient, go along. No. See, you don't shoot and then draw a circle. You draw the circle and shoot. Then it's living. We are all shooting and then drawing circles. And that is why we are going through stress and strain. You shoot after you draw the circle and see how your life is. It cannot have stress. God has given you the intellect. Draw a circle, goal and plan, and just walk. Like in the swimming pool, you just lie upside down, flat, breathe, normally you will fly, you will float. Don't have to do anything, you just, you will fly. Lie flat, you will float. Like that you continue. Then you will see, your conscience is very clear, no problem, nothing. Of course you have to keep your eyes open and then look. See, when you have a goal and you have a path planned well and you are moving, in that you have to be consciously keeping your eyes open, because at times some situations come where you might have to go this side and come back here, like diversion in the road. So be ready to go this side and come back. That doesn't mean you don't have principles, you don't become unscrupulous. You have principles, but you don't get bound by principles like that. That's tough, too little. So he is only saying whom you worship, why you worship, motive of worship, how you worship. So the motive, like you said, is clearly selfish. Absolutely selfish in certain people. I don't need to do it for their punya and this and that. And when they go out, all nonsense they do. All atrocities. Right? And anything can be justified. For a bit of it, we start to see. So he said in verse 2. Four, the Sattvika worship gods. Rajasika, the Yakshas, demigods and Rakshasas, the other people, Tamasika, worship the ghosts and hosts of spirit. Those people who practice terrible austerity, not enjoined by scripture, with much hypocrisy and egoism, possessed by the power of lust and attachment, torturing the elements in the body and even me embodied within senseless, know them to be of demoniac resolves. See, anything that you do ultimately should lead you towards freedom and happiness. So if you start doing tapas in such a way that you start denying yourself, foolishness. Sense denial is not tapas, sense control is tapas. Right? If you foolishly start sense denying yourself, you are not doing tapas. You are torturing yourself. You are senselessly practicing certain practices which destroy your health, your everything. That's madness. So that's why he's saying here, those people who worship, who do this kind of austerity, terrible austerity, not enjoyed by scriptures. You have to take your capacity into consideration when you do certain things. Are you with me? And why do they do this? So that they can get more power. So possessed with the power of lust and attachment. Doing all kinds of things also with so much of people showing off. This are all clearly against spiritual injunction. And it is torturing the elements in the body and also me. Also me means itself cannot be tortured, literally speaking. Atma cannot be tortured. But what he is saying is, by their own actions, they are covering the self more and more. Sorry. Covering the self more and more. Know them to be of demoniac results. Now he is going to talk about threefold food. Now food strictly means food, but also it means any intake, all intakes. See, if you are, all that Vedanta says is, fix a goal and have a life with complete paradigm shift. Paradigm shift means, you understand, anything that will help me to reach the goal becomes my doom. Anything that will take me away from the goal becomes my dreams. Simple. Life actually starts becoming simpler. Now, if you do not have such a goal and such a paradigm shift, then what are you doing? One set of people are running here, so you are also running there. Another set are running here, you are also running there. But this is my goal. For this, these are the kind of clothes I need. Become very clear. So then the other set of clothes which is coming in offer, 20% discount, 100% discount free, you are not at all bothered about it. You are not going on drawings. You are going, not going on running and drawing circles. Is a circle drawn, clear cut path drawn, continue. Then you are living. Otherwise you are not living, you are existing. The difference. So here, therefore is this. Food, intake, understand? A sattvic person will choose such food which will be energizing and taking him towards the goal. The rajasic person and tamasic people completely different. He is going to say everything. So he starts with food, very interesting. Aharasvami sarvasya, aharasvami sarvasya, trivido bhavati priyaha, trivido bhavati priyaha, yajnastapastatadhanam, tesham vedami mamshunu, aharasvami sarvasya, trivido bhavati priyaha, yajnastapastatadhanam, Tesham vedami mamshunu. Verily the food dear to all also is threefold, as also sacrifice, yajna, tapa, austerity and dhanam, gift. Do hear this distinction. See, Jag, what he is saying is, a sattvic person will be inclined towards sattvic food, will be inclined towards sattvic yajna, towards sattvic tapas, sattvic dhanam. By adhering to these things, it will be conducive for you to develop sattva. You understand? That's what he's saying. But a rajasic person and tamasic person completely ulta. Their preferences itself will be to serve their senses. They can't think beyond their nose. He says clearly distinction here from me. What is sattvic food? What is rajasic food? What is tamasic food? Ayu sattva bala arogya, sukha priti vivardhanaha, rasya snigdha sira hridya, ahara sattvika priyaha, ayu sattva bala arogya, sukha priti vivardhanaha, rasya snigdha sira hridya, ahara sattvika priyaha. So the food that are dear for sattvic people is it? Firstly, the foods which increase longevity. See, the scriptural text is talking about living longer. So why do we think, many of us, that scripture is like negative? Oh, you go to Vedanta, they will make you go to sannyas. No? Says, choose food that will help longevity. When they say when you eat only 1/3 of your stomach should be filled with food. 1/3 with water. 1/3 should be left alone. Right? Foods which increase longevity. Purity. Foods that are conducive for purity. Strength, inner strength. Physical and mental strength, both health, joy and cheer, which are savory and indigenous, substantial. Pranic value should be there in it. Substantial. Because today, overcooked food, you are eating which has nothing in it, all gone. And it should be agreeable. Are dear to the sattvika. Right? Sattvic people choose this kind of food. It is not that if you eat this food you will become sattvic. If you eat this food it is conducive to be sattvic. In fact, somebody sent me a WhatsApp video from YouTube. It is actually talking about gut being the second brain. You understand? It's a very interesting video. It's there on YouTube. You should watch that. What kind of food are you dumping yourself with? And not only that, that's why if you go into orthodoxy, even when they prepare food, you understand? When they prepare food, they are bathed, puja done, and mantras being chanted as they cook. And that is why many of these very, very orthodox people, they will not eat in the restaurants. I said, you don't know who cooked this. What was the thought pattern when they cooked it? You understand? We don't want. And not only that, many of them even in their own house they cook their own food. You understand? Because their only interest is, they are not the thing. The problem with us is, we see everything only at the level of matter. But behind every matter, do you understand there is energy? Behind every energy, do you understand that there is consciousness? A spiritual person looks at what is not so visible. A non-spiritual person looks at what is visible. That's the major difference. So when they choose the food, they choose the food according to their planning plan. And when it comes to tamasic food, it's very yata, yama, vata, rata, anything that is food to beyond 3 hours becomes tamasic disease. Majority of us are eating only tamasic food in this modern world because of the refrigeration. That everybody is so much in a hurry. So there are places where you find cooked food put in the bath, date is written. For you to just heat it in the microwave and eat it. Because there is no time. And in this day and age we are talking about the same. What you need to understand is, just get that clue. Matter, energy, consciousness. So when you choose your food, make sure that it is helpful for what? Energy and consciousness to manifest through you. To be aware. Certain food if you take, awareness goes for a toss. You understand? Therefore, choose the food which will help you to be in your higher purpose. Of course, you cannot, not necessarily that you should not eat it. and prepared well. This is tied up. But not the other way around. Why do you need forest food? Why do you need a house in some place? If it's not conducive to your work, it will be conducive to your work. So far away, very fast house, fine. It's struggling. So choose it in line with your goal. So starting with food intake, any intake, not only food, because here he's talking about food, any intake. Somebody told me this in Yemen, afternoon nobody works. That's what he said. I don't know how it is. Because I believe there are some leaves that they start putting in this mouth and then they chew slowly the juice and then, which keeps them in a little drowsy condition. So nothing gets done in the afternoon in Yemen. Whatever work he has to do in the morning. We are all in one. Surga.
Understand?
Huh? Nothing. I have no idea what it is. Somebody, no, I used to teach in the Middle East. These people used to go to... No, it's not...
Like a tobacco kind of thing.
I don't know.
Some drug, not like a, yeah, like a leaf drug.
All drugs are
made from leaves. Actually.
And all leaves, we all get them in our environment. Every drug.
So, you see the choice of words here is very, very interesting. Vitality, long life, the purity, you know, purity should be there. See, certain kind of food is conducive for certain desires to manifest. It's not that the food brings the desires, it's conducive. Why do we say early morning time is conducive for scriptural studies? Other times also you can study, but other time already the desires have come out and the environment is not so conducive. It's tough. If you're, as it is in a conducive environment, you're studying. If you eat such food which is constantly going to make you get frustrated. See, suppose you eat something and it is doing something to your stomach, you are a little bit frustrated condition. Because anybody says anything, you are going to become more angry. So why you want to choose that food? Lord is saying. You should eat the food in such a way that after you express the energy got from the food in form of work, should again get hunger. Not eat in such a way that the food suppresses your hunger. That means you are not healthy. You are not using healthy food. You don't feel like eating only after some time. So, agreeable, sustaining the body well. After all this, it is pleasing. Good. Rajasic now. Kadvam lalavanat yushna, kadvam lalavanat yushna, tikshna ruksha vidahinaha, tikshna ruksha vidahinaha, ahara raja sat eshta, ahara raja sat eshta, dukkha shoka maya pradaha, dukkha shoka maya pradaha, kadvam lalavanat yushna, tikshna ruksha vidahinaha, ahara raja sat eshta, dukkha shoka maya pradaha. Even sometimes when we conduct full day program, retreats, morning you have two sessions and then lunch and then you have another two sessions. And many of these organizers, when they organize these buffet meals, right? And buffet meal, all sorts of food is served. And people go indulge in all these kind of food and the second, third session and fourth session, they are not able to be present. Because of the food that you have served. Are you with me? So, if you choose a certain food which is there to thing to offer you, and you should say no, what is the purpose for which you come there? And that's not the time to eat such food. So So similarly he says your food's bitter, sour, salty, very hot, pungent, dry and burning, hot sizzlers, which produce pain, grief and disease are relished by the Rajasika.
What would happen?
Right? So, extremely spicy food, the juice, and once it goes in, it does all sorts of things to you, not able to sleep properly. See, it's not only food, what time you eat and what time you go to bed. You are choosing to have coffee the night, and some people say, I have no problem, I can have coffee at night. Like this I can follow this. But what they don't understand is, you can probably fall out of sleep, but you will not have quality sleep. What do you mean? Similarly, alcohol may induce you to fall out of sleep, but it will not give you quality sleep. So, if you are a lover of life, you will choose a certain type of food in such a way that it should not affect my sleep. Why should it affect my sleep? So that's what he's saying here. You know, like chilies for the tongue, like food offensive to the nose. End of the day, it's you're finding it tough to fall off to sleep. Why would you choose such food? But why did you do that? Taste. That is, you fall for it. So that's what he says. Rajasic people have a distinct tendency to choose foods of this type. Predominantly Rajasic. Right? Predominantly Rajasic chooses. Shoka, grief. So there is a sense of remorse following consumption. I told you, last week I said, I was teaching in Middle East. As a bachelor, I was not married then. So some of the class members after that class, we all used to go together for dinner. So I went to a South Indian restaurant, something I ordered, idli or something I ordered. He ordered biryani, one of the class members. We were eating. So I said, never Vardhan. I said, Vardhan, how is your biryani? How would you like it? I'll tell you tomorrow. Because you can consume, it's very tasty. Uske baad, what it does to you, you understand? So he said, sir, I'll tell you tomorrow. That's what he said. Grief after consuming, why did I consume? Hangover, all sorts of things. So that's what he said. Unwholesome food causing distemper, disease to the body. Not that food directly causes it. But if it does something to the body and your body is disturbed, obviously you become a little irritated, you know. The same question, second time when your child has, you get irritated. You behave. Why do you want to eat such food? So that's what he's saying. But Rajasic persons choose very tasty, go by the tongue. The food has no taste before it reaches the tongue. Nor does it have any taste after it has left your tongue. But for those 2 inches long tongue, we mortgage ourselves. So that's what he's saying here. Now when he goes to Tamasic, it's even more interesting. Yata yamangatarasam, yata yamangatarasam, puti paryushitam chaya, puti paryushitam chaya, uchishtam abhichamedyam, bhojanam tamasatriyam, bhojanam tamasatriyam, yata yamangatarasam, भूति पर्युषि संचय उच्चिष्टमपि चामेद्यं भोजनं तामसप्रियं. The food that is dear to the tamasika people, food that is stale, yataya gatara, tasteless, insipid food. And I gave you an example, they don't like grapes. So they like fermented grapes. This is what he is saying. Stale. You have to keep it for certain processing, for certain time. Then only they love it. putrid, obnoxious, foul. Parimshita, rotten. You know, there are certain people, they love rotten food. They get that smell. That is their interest. Namasik fellows. You don't understand that.
Rotten will fun, yeah. No?
They may fun, but they like it. They love that kind of pungent smelling rotten. Seriously. I believe this, I forget that durian fruit in Malaysia and all. You can't stand it, but there are people who...
It's a delicacy there.
Yeah, delicacy to some of them. You will run away, you will vomit. You will run away, but they will go for it.
But so, we make a lot of fermented food.
Like idli is fermented food, your dhokla. Idli is also fermented.
It's also fermented, dhokla, all is fermented. But maybe that's a different kind of fermentation.
That's not rotten.
That's not rotten.
It's not stale or rotten.
It's not stale.
In our sutras, all that basi khana, we have a festival where we need to eat that basi khana. Like you can't eat
mandi.
No, there is no basi during Diwali.
So basically, it is, if you see tamas, they want enjoyment with zero. You see rajas, they want only enjoyment. If it needs a little more effort, fine. But when it comes to sattvic, their enjoyment will be a byproduct, not the main thing. And they find enjoyment in action, not in the results. Not only the end result should be good, even the process should be good. Please understand that. To say that end justifies the means, not correct. End also should be good, no, and also make sure the means is good. But when I say this, it's a very interesting conversation I have with a lot of people, you know. I remember about 2-3 months ago, I had this conversation with Chalaya Rekha's father, not Rekha, Rekha's father, in Dubai. Very interesting conversation I had with him. And we were discussing about Krishna in his house in Dubai. Because if you see here, either people will justify everything by saying end justifies the means. Or there are people who are stuck by principles. They are not principle-centered, but they are principle-bound. What Krishna is teaching us is to be principle-centered. It's tough. So this is what we were discussing that day. And it's a very interesting point, you know, we're discussing. Why I'm saying this is, tamasic people, they don't want to put in desert effort. So refuse they eat. And over a period of time, you develop taste for it. You don't want to put in effort. Over a period of time, you get conditioned, you know. See, can you imagine, you live in adjacent to the gutter and you throughout your life you live. Okay, you are born, karma, garma, all that is fine. What are you doing to get out of it? Somebody told me this, I don't know what it is true. He said sometimes the government builds houses for them. Right? And it's allotted to them. Apparently what they do, I believe, is they sell those houses or they rent those houses, again come and sleep there. It's conditioning.
Yeah.
Now Sangeeta Mehra, she is having a tough time to get these children sent to her school to teach. She is doing a wonderful job. They are used to it. They want to live like that. So why you leave us? They want to. And there is another family which comes to my class. They are, I think you probably know them. Hina. Hina, you don't know. They are serving food. The wonderful thing they are doing. Kitchen in Matapuj. They took me, I saw the kitchen. 2,000 food they are giving every day lunch and dinner, 2000 I think. And then on top of it, just like they are sending wheat, flour and all that to a lot of places. So if you include that, about 5000 food is being served every day. That's the NGO, Food for Hunger or something like that they have. Now, Hina was having this discussion with me that a lot of people have told for encouraging their tamas, we should not do that, so what should we do? They are telling her, you know, what you should actually do. I said, you should not encourage also. But that doesn't mean you can stop giving them food. You see, so slowly like Devakanda says, for the hunger, you give them food. Then teach them how to fish, you know. So they are also giving food to Sangeeta's NGO. So that Sangeeta is trying to bring them to teach. So you also side by side encourage them to go and get educated and slowly, you know, encourage the children to go to some places where they can learn to work. Once a person's self-esteem goes up, he will not steal big or borrow. Impossible. You will steal, beg, borrow only when your self-esteem is low. When your self-esteem is high, you will not steal, you will not beg, you will not borrow. Impossible. You will be giving. You understand? Won't borrow. That's what you need to understand. So, I said two goals. At the same time, you must understand that charity ought not to be just based on only intention. So the result is produced. Because what happens is all these people, they come, they take the food and they continue being in nasha, just beg, get the money, go into nasha. We should not encourage that, you know, knowing. So we that doesn't mean we stop it, there has to be something done about it, is what I was telling you. So why I am saying this is, one, you may wonder how will they develop a taste for refuse. If you continuously do that, you get conditioned, you might get conditioned, then you look forward for that. It's conditioning. You can't help it. The mind. Now you will think, see, you will think that I will never ever eat non-vegetarian food, forget about being a cannibal. That's what you think today. Right? And what is it? Country? There was a
plane crash. South America, Uruguay.
Uruguay teams, football team, slight crash in Iceland or somewhere.
In a mountain.
In a mountain in Iceland somewhere. So some of the footballers died and their bodies were there in Iceland without getting decaying. And these fellows were surviving on certain food that was available for them. Some of them who survived. After that is finished, they said we started getting thoughts of eating
those bodies.
So just to tell you, to go on conditioned like this, you start developing a taste for it. Because it comes without effort, you see. That's the problem. Let's continue.
ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृतेः स्वभावात् करोमि अध्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि।